Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
What on earth is going on with the ANC? How is this one going to be ending? Joining us on the line, Professor Susan Boyson, political analyst and author of A Precarious Power. Is the ANC imploding? Professor, very, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Fine enough. Thank you very much. It's this fascinating aftermath morning, or let's call it an interim aftermath as far as the ANC goes.
It is, absolutely, because, gosh, now people being kicked out of Zoom meetings, they are suspending each other willy-nilly. Certainly, from the outside looking in, it looks like chaos.
It does at one level. However, at another one, there are certain patterns. First, there is no doubt there are problems in ANC. And ANC is also an organization of perpetual crisis. There's always the next crisis that hits the ANC.
Yes.
And the point at this stage is whether this is an implosion or whether it is the tail end of a strategy by Ace Magashule and his associates to remain in core positions of power. Being a secretary generalship of the ANC is a very important point of power. It is very important to take stock of the leaks we saw over the weekend. They were all, it has been said, and it is no doubt it is, they were all originated from the Ace Magashule side. Some of them, what I hear from sources inside, and I tend to believe, like those from former President Thabo Mbeki, were quite taken out of context. And the others were all strategically placed by people very close to Magashule, but were strategically clipped to give a certain side of the story. And the side of the story that those clips that were leaked tries to give is that all in the ANC are equally tainted by corruption, that any action against anybody is a wicked witch hunt against those people, and everything, all actions that we see to try to clean up the ANC at this stage are factional. And those are the parts of the strategy of the Magashule side. If they cannot have power over the ANC, they want to see the ANC imploded. And this is what that analogy of pulling down the pillars means for the Magashule side. The points that we see are elements in that strategy unfolding.
Yeah, it's just quite incredible. It's just quite incredible to watch. How do you think this is going to? I've got so many questions. Do you think that this process is an empowering process for President Cyril Ramaphosa?
Oh, you know, it could be, depending on how it pans out. And I think it is inevitable that it will pan out in terms of a victory. It will always be a very conditional victory because power in the ANC is precarious. But it will be conditional because the Magashule side will be dangerous out of power too. And I think they are heading out of power. There have been serious steps taken by them, and internally the forces, ANC strategic forces, have been turning against the ANC, against the Magashule side. We've seen reports that on Friday night ANC Women's League meeting Magashule. And that is very important, but Abilio Dlamini did not. And yet it is her points that, the point where Mbeki referred to her points, those were the ones that were leaked from the NEC meeting. But the Women's League turning against Magashule, as the report said, hanging him out to dry, those were crucial indicators. We already know the NEC of 80 plus, close to 90 members, that is already turned definitively against Magashule in favor of Ramaphosa, to the extent that it's about at least 2/3 pro-Ramaphosa. And that is a significant turn from a few months, a year or so ago, a post-2017 that NEC meeting. It was very much a 50-50 situation. And then it was Raposa Zuma, and now, of course, it is the proxy for Zuma, Mahashule, stepping in there. Although Mahashule's strategy really differs from that of Zuma. Zuma is playing the victim,
et cetera,
whereas Mahashule is playing one of trying to pull the ANC and Ramaphosa with that part of the ANC then down. If he cannot have control over the ANC, then it seems his argument is nobody will. But I doubt whether that strategy will succeed, although the ANC is not going to be a pleasant, comfortable place for quite some time. But the ANC has had quite a few internal battles and serious internal battles over the years.
Do you think that when you speak about Ace Mahashule being sort of outside of the ANC, so he's potentially more dangerous, do you mean that he might start another political party, or that he will cause some difficulty, tension, strife from no party at all?
No, I think we know Mahashule knows that he hasn't got a future outside of the ANC. Outside of the ANC is really nothing. So he will, in all probability, be an ANC guerrilla warfarer, do much damage wherever he can, try to sow suspicion wherever he can. Mm. But we also know that those constituencies are also dwindling. People in politics, followers in politics, go where power is. And they're big patrons, and Ace Mahashule is a big advocate of patronage politics. And where patronage doesn't go, the followers do not go. Where power doesn't go, the followers definitely do not go. They want political leaders in the heart of power who can do things for them. And that is where they will cast their quote-unquote, bad ballot in this game. Ace Mahashule has got no prospects for political survival should he try to start his own political party. Voters are not going to go for a party that its co-founder is severely implicated. In a court of law with corruption. Mm. That is not the opening shot for a political party.
Very, very interesting indeed. Unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. Thank you for your analysis. It's really, really important and very, very interesting indeed. Professor Susan Boyson, a political analyst and author of A Precarious Power. So a very, very interesting conversation. Professor Boyson is saying that Ace Mahashule is basically saying that if he can't be in power within the ANC, well, then nobody will enjoy power at all. So that makes him obviously quite dangerous. I'd love your thoughts on that. Where do you think it's going to land up? Is Ace going to form his own political party, or do you think that he will be disempowered within the structure of the ANC, and that will be that?